Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Temura, Perik Hei, Mishnah Vav. Harei zu, Tachas Chatas. Let's say a person says, I have a chulin animal over here, and I say, this should be in place of a Chatas. Or, V'tachas Ayla, in place of a carbon Ayla. But, which Ayla? Which Chatas? He didn't say, Tachas Chatas zu, or Ayla zu. We just see a chulin animal over here. Sagt der Mishnah, Layamar Klum. For all practical purposes, he has said nothing. The chulin animal remains just that, a chulin animal. You can only do tumura with the chulin animal that's substituted for a carbon. But we have to know which carbon. That's learned from the pasuk Le'achufen of Layamar Isai, says about tenura, ad shiyah hegdish yedua umeyuchit kishemem rabbi. But, if he says tachas chata zu, v'tachas oil zu, if he had a chatas, or he had a carbon oil in front of him, and he says, ah, this cholin animal should be a substitute in place of this chatas, should be instead of this chatas, or instead of this oila, or even if he said tachas chatas v'tachas oil shiyeshli b'toy chabayis, even if he said, this cholin animal should be in place of the chatas that I have in my house, or in the place of the oil that I have in my house. So we'll check it out. Hoyaloi, if Itaka has such a carbon in his house, the Varav Kayamin, so his words have a kim, his words stand. In other words, the cholin animal Taka becomes Tamura. Sakta Mishnah Vaiter. So this halacha is not so much Negeya Tamura per se, but it's Negeya Hegdish, being Magdish, Karbanus, im Amar al Behemet Tmeya. Let's see, someone says about a Behemet Tmeya. Behemet Tmeya means a non kosher animal. He says, let's say, on a donkey, or al valbalas mum, or a kosher animal that has a mum. He says, Hari elu ayla, these are an ayla, layar maklum. That animal has no kiddusha. Now, you could be magdish, a non-kosher animal, kiddushas habayis, or kiddushas damim. In other words, that its value should go to hegdish. But that's not what he said. What he said was it should be an ayla, and neither a non-kosher animal, or a balmum can be an ayla. But if he said, Hare Eluli Oila, let's say he said about, let's say, this donkey or this blemished animal. These are for an Oila. He didn't say these are an Oila. He said these are for an Oila. So it's mashu that somehow we're going to get an Oila out of this. Not that this is an Oila. So that's what we're going to have to do. Yemachru, they should be sold. V'yavi b'demeyam Oila. With their money, we bring a carbon oila, because the words for an oila say do what it takes that we get an oila out of this, that we can do. So again, the standard tmura is, I have a chulin animal, I have a hegdish animal, and I say this is instead of this. But if I say this is instead of a chatos, this is instead of an oila, and we don't know which chatos or which oila he's talking about, there's no chatos or oila, there's no kiddush here on the animal. If he says, instead of the chatas, or instead of the oil that I have in my house, even though we don't see it, and it's true, Itaka has it in his house, then the tmura is chal. Setting aside tmura, stamazai, if someone is magdish, a behemoth tmeya, or a behemoth balasmum, if he uses the lashon, this is an oil, he said nothing. Even the value of it doesn't belong to hegdish, because he said, this is an oil, and it's not an oil, you can't be mark of it. But if he said, harei elul oil, this is for an oil, then the din is you would sell it, with its money, bring a carbon oila.